Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Shalom. We want to do the second session in the book of Jude, and we want to look at verses 11 all the way to 25. And we want to consider how we can be able to insulate ourselves and those we love, how we can protect ourselves and those we love from the poison of false teachers and false teaching. The last session, we looked at how we can contend. So we can do two things. We can contend with them, we can fight back, we can defend, but at the same time, we can protect. We need to protect our children. We want to protect our young people, but by how can we protect them? We do that by letting them understand and to identify this wolf. You see, we said false teachers or false teaching can be identified as wolves in sheep's clothing. And one of the great things we said is for us just to unmask this, just to understand them. How are they? The last session, we were actually looking at how these false teachers comes into our fellowship or into the fellowship of believers. And one of the great things that they do or they come is that they allow or they take the grace of God in vain and allow the grace of God to be used as a license for immorality, saying that because we have got the grace of God, people can do what they wish to do. And by so doing, they mislead so many people because of that. There's nothing as bad as taking the grace of God. We live by grace. We say we don't live by law again. It's true. We live by grace. But what we do is that we do all manner of evils. We marry many wives and many husbands. We indulge in sexual immorality. We steal money just in the name of the grace of God, saying God will understand. And that's what they do. And they allow people to live a loose life. Instead of having the grace, they take what we call the cheap grace. Grace is not cheap. Jesus died to give us this grace. If we forget how grace came to us, we will not be able to appreciate it. And so Jude was helping the people just to understand how they can contend and how they can defend them, those who are in their church or in the church. So he's writing to all the church members and particularly to church leaders. And we discovered that these wolves in sheep clothes, they forget that the judgment of God would come. And in the previous session, we discovered that Jude gave four examples of how God did the judgment. He gave the children of Israel who left Egypt and those who started worshiping idols on the way that God judged them there, right and then. Then he gave the people who are called the people from the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah who continue to do, and the neighboring countries, towns who were filled with immorality and every kind of sexual perversion, and how these cities were destroyed by fire and they serve as a warning for eternal fire of God's judgment. Then he went to talk about that some people who in the former times left, who claim to have authority, and they claim to get authority from dreams. Now I want you to hear this and be warned that some people claim authorities over dreams. Every time you hear a man or a woman of God talk about the dreams, Dreams are not bad, but they overemphasize on the dreams. And they talk about how they dreamt and how God showed them heaven and what God spoke to them in those secret dreams. What they want to do is that they don't want to be objective. They don't want people to ask, to look at them and weigh with and measure them with the word of God. Because they want to take us to that level that don't look at me because I had a secret meeting with God and had a dream. And with that one, claiming that authority from the dreams, they still live immoral lives. They defy authority. They scoff at supernatural, which we are told that even Michael, the mightiest of the angels, would not do that when they were contending with the devil at the body of Moses, at the body of Moses. We didn't know this. We only come to realize in the book of Jude that there was a content that the devil contended for the body of Moses. But even that, Moses would say, no, Michael would say, the Lord rebukes you. Michael, as he contended with all those, he'd say, the Lord rebukes you. But we are told that these people scoff what they do not understand. And they are like unthinking. So here now, Jude now goes on to describe about these false teachers, those wolves. Let's unmask them. That's the only way to defend the sheep. The only way is to let them to unmask them. They say they are like unthinking animals. They do whatever their instinct tells them, and so they are being, and so they bring about their own destruction. So he describes them as unthinking animals. Meaning is that they don't use their brain. They don't allow themselves to do critical thinking. They use their instinct, not their brain. They are like animals. Animals use instinct. Cats do not think. Dogs do not think. Like the way God has given us thinking. Thinking and the will is only given to humanity. So they do not use the will in the Godly way. They don't allow God to use that will for the glory of God. But they do bring their own destruction because they do not think. Whatever they do it without thinking. And I want you to see the next time you see some people talk without even being afraid of what they have talked, and they are not aware or they're not afraid of the consequences of their talking. What sorrow awaits them, Jude says, for they follow in the footstep of Cain. Now he starts now going to the Old Testament figures and says, other than being like a thinking animal, they follow the way of Cain. What is the way of Cain? The way of Cain is that he killed his brother. So they are murderers. All false teachers are murderers. They murder their brothers, their children, with false teaching. False teaching is more, it's worse than a bullet, because it destroys people and separates people for heaven. A bullet can only stop you from here on earth. So number two is, he now compares another Old Testament figure. They are like Balaam. Why? They deceive people for money. That's their, apart from killing and lovers of they are murderers, they are also greed for money, like Balaam. Not only that, they are disobedient and disloyal, like Korah. Korah, the Bible says he perished in their rebellion. Now, we are giving them description, and that's the way to defend our people. When these people eat with you in your fellowship meals, commemorating the Lord's love, they are like dangerous leaves that can shipwreck you. Now, this is very, very vivid description. He's talking about shipwreck, and we know the shipwrecking of faith is the destruction of faith, just like the way a ship would go to coral reefs that are so low. And when the ship goes to them, the ship is destroyed and the water gets into the ship and the ship capsizes. Now, he's talking about every time they come to the fellowship, that fellowship will be subject to capsize because the world will start entering into the ship, into the church, the shipwreck, the potholes, and the waters of the world enters into the church. So that's what all the false prophets want to do. That's what they say. And then they say they are like shameless shepherds who care only for themselves. He also compared, I think, number four, to shameless shepherd. They only care themselves. They don't feed the sheep. Remember, God told Peter, feed the sheep. But here they feed themselves. They ask for money. They are prosperity gospel preachers. They are like five. They are like clouds blowing over the land without giving any rain. Now, they promise so much. They are like just those clouds. And you think it will rain, but there will be no rain because the weeds will carry them. Can you imagine? Many times we depend on them only to discover that they were hot air, as it said. Number five, they are like trees in autumn that are doubtfully dead, for they bear no fruit and have been pulled up by the roots. Now, Jude compares them to these trees during the time of autumn, thinking that they are going to give us any fruit. But when you go to get them, in other words, you cannot depend on false teachers. They speak too much, but they are undependable. And they will doubtfully be, you know, they are dead and they will be uprooted with their roots. They are like wild waves of the sea. Judas is very graphic. He uses so many examples. He says they are like wild waves of sea, churning up the form of their shameful deeds. They are like wandering stars, doomed forever to blackest darkness. Then he says, Enoch, who lived in the seventh generation after Adam, prophesied about these people. Can you imagine that false teachers, they were prophesied by Enoch? We do not know what Enoch said. This is why we should read the scriptures to connect the dots. We do not know, but only we know that Enoch walked with God and was a righteous man and was no more. But he prophesied and said they would come. When we come to the book of Jude, we come to say, God, you are gracious. You give us some points we didn't know. And he prophesied about them and he said, listen, he also prophesied about the coming of the Lord. This Jude, listen, the Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment on the people of the world. He will convict every person of all the ungodly things they have done in all the and for all the insults that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So he talked about the coming of the Lord to execute judgment on everyone who have lived in a false and fake life. These people are grabbers, Jude completes, they are complainers, living only to satisfy their desires. They brag loudly about themselves and they flatter others to get what they want. So Jude calls us to remain faithful, but you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ predicted. They told you that in the last times, there would be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating division among you. They follow their natural instinct because they do not love God's spirit. They do not have God's spirit in them. But you, dear friends, must build each other up in the most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. Father, we are grateful for the knowledge that you gave us about the false teachers and how we can insulate ourselves by the most holy faith. We must keep ourselves in this, we must build ourselves in the most holy faith. We worship you, Lord, because you are there to open our eyes in Jesus' name.